say. Just said meet you at the information counter. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize.
That's okay. That's okay. If we hurry, we can make it.
It is time to cast off words and darkness.
Yes, it is. It is time. Once again, it is time for It Is Time. Hello, I'm Ed Gutfeld. I'm glad you're with us. And it's time for another episode of It Is Time. The reason we call it Is Time is because it is. This is not practice mode anymore. Everything counts. We're in the World Series of life. And the Bible tells us that every word, every deed said, every word done, every thought, it all counts. Somebody says, I'm scared about that. Well, don't be scared. We have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous, who is pleading our case for us. And if we'll just turn from our wicked ways, he'll hear from heaven, forgive us of our sin, and great things begin to happen in your life. And that's great. This is a timely message in the times of the Gentiles for the times and seasons of our life. And I believe it's the exact message we need to hear. And that is that God is good, that Jesus is on the throne, prayer changes things. And if you'll just expect, oh, you'll get what you expect. If you expect that which is from heaven, you'll get heaven in your life. That's what it's all about. So it's right now is what's happening. This is right now radio. We seek to grab people and just let them say, hey, you know what? Something powerful is happening right now. It's not playtime anymore. It's real time. So anyway, strap on your seatbelt, get a good seat, and get comfortable listening to the Word of God, because something great is happening right now in our lives. We did a broadcast yesterday on the 23rd Psalm, and we didn't get through the whole thing, so we're going to continue where we left off in the 23rd Psalm. And the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's where we left off. And there's so much more to be had out of that wonderful passage of Scripture. It's one of the most foundational passages for our life. And it's one of those things that it's always there to help us, to lead us and guide us, because it is foundational. You know, the Lord, if you look at it right now, Jesus has a present day ministry. Jesus always was and always will be. He was always with the Father, but he has a present day ministry. And in that present day ministry, it is fourfold. He is the high priest. He is our advocate. He's our intercessor, but he's also our shepherd. Now, the Lord is doing other things beside that. He's saving people. He's Savior. He's healer. He's the baptizer in the Holy Spirit, and he's certainly Lord. But for those who belong to him, he is our high priest, our advocate, our intercessor, and our shepherd. As a high priest, he receives our gifts and offerings and our praises to God. He's our advocate. He stands in a place like a lawyer, and he pleads our case before God. He says, if any man sin, you have an advocate with the Father, even Jesus the righteous. And if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And he's our intercessor. He ever lives to make intercession for us, to pray for us. But he's also the Lord and shepherd of the fold. He is our shepherd. And so we're reading the 23rd Psalm and getting wonderful nuggets out of there. But we're also playing music that, you know, sort of corresponds with that. So we're at the point where it says, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know, where is the valley of the shadow of death? And so some people think that the shadow of death is when we die. And you see this read at a lot of funerals. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And people oftentimes read this only as a funeral text. But that's not true. It's much more than that. There is in this earth, according to, for instance, Isaiah 9 and 2, It says, the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light, and they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them has the light shined. Isn't that great? Yeah. They that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death have seen a great light. He's not talking about dying and going to heaven there. No, he's not. He's talking about right here. Somebody said, like, he's not talking about the sweet by and by. He's talking about the nasty here and now, you know. And so isn't it good to know that we don't have to wait to die for the Lord to, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And because why? You are with me. He says in Luke chapter 1, he's talking about the birth of Christ. He said, through tender mercy, our God, whereby the day spring on high, has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And of course, it said the child grew and waxed strong in spirit and was in the desert till the day of his showing unto Israel. And so we need to understand that, you know, God is giving us light in this place that we are right now. He's giving us light in our situation right now. He's giving us something from heaven. And of course, that last scripture, I don't know, just slipped my mind. That's of course talking about John the Baptist. And so, he was given to us to give light, to prepare the way. And of course, Jesus is the greater light. So we are in a situation where we're not sitting in darkness in the valley of the shadow of death, waiting to die. We are in a place, the Bible said that in Isaiah, the darkness shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people. So what advantages do we have with the Lord being our shepherd? He says, yes, even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And so people sometimes say, feel like, you know, if I could just get out of this situation, if I can just move to some other place, guess what? The darkness is going to be there too. They have a valley of shadow of death. They have the valley of the shadow of death in every town, I guarantee you. It's not just out in Death Valley. It's just not out in the inner cities. It's in the suburbs. And the valley of the shadow of death, I like what Brother Copeland said. He said the valley, talking about the valley of the shadow of death, he said the shadow of a dog never bit anybody. And it's the fear of being in a place like the valley of the shadow of death that causes us. He says, I will fear no evil. Somebody said, fear is false evidence appearing real. Yeah, it is. Most of the things, over 80% of the things we worry about never actually even happen. And but that spirit of fear that comes there to take us out of a place of faith and out of a place of trust and out of a place of security into a place of, you know, fretting and being anxious, that's taken away. Because he says, I will fear no evil. Why? He's got a shepherd, man. He's got a shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside the still waters. Oh, he renews our soul. He restores our soul. He leads and guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And we need to understand that is an absolute promise of God. And that's what we need to sing about. And that's what we've structured for this program, is songs that cover these scriptures. And this is a great one here by Darrell Evans. And he says, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I fear? Why? Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. That's right.
I will see. Bitten by you, I will serve you, Lord, and I'll proclaim your truth. For you searched and found me while I was far away in my troubled times. You always keep me safe.
Whom shall I fear? Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. We're talking about the 23rd Psalm, and we're thanking God because His word is true. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. You know, God doesn't leave us. No, He doesn't. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. Why is it that we don't fear? Because He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He sends us the precious Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, it's better for you that I go away. If I don't go away, the Comforter can't come. And so somebody said, well, how is God with us all the time? He's with us by the Holy Spirit. And there is a very powerful song that it's an older song and it's a little bit different style. It's a little more traditional type music. But again, on this program, we're not here to just tickle people's earlobes and so forth. We're here with a message. And that message comes through many different packages and many different styles and many different genres. So if we miss your genre, we'll catch up on it in just a little bit. But this is a little bit different, but the words are astounding. God said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said, "Your rod," and he said, "I will fear no evil because you are with me." And Jesus is with us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "If I don't go away, I can't give you the Comforter. I can't give you the Holy Spirit who'll abide with you forever. He's with you and he shall be in you." Glory. And that's a promise from the Lord that the Comforter is the wonderful one that has been sent, and he's here to make sure that we have no fear in our lives. Because he's here. He's here ever since the day of Pentecost. He's been here.
Rejoice, kings and kingdoms, and sing, little children. The day of fulfilling has finally come. The gift of salvation has spread to the nations. To worshiping him in a heavenly tongue. Hail to the Father, the God of creation. Glory to Jesus, his blessed Son. The latter-day promise has fallen upon us. He's here. He said, "In the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon your handmaidens, your daughters and sons. Lift up your voices and shout hallelujah. He's here, he's here. The work has been done. Hail to the Father, the God of creation. Glory to Jesus, his blessed Son. The latter-day promise has fallen upon us. He's here, he's here. The Comfort has come.
The Comfort has come.
The yoke has been broken, the blind eyes are open, the crippled are walking, the captives are free. Take up the harp, the pipe and the lyre. Break open all your doors and let's dance in the streets. Hail to the Father, the God of creation. Glory to Jesus, his blessed Son. The latter-day promise has fallen upon us. He's here, he's here. The Comfort has come. He's here. Thank God he's here. The Comfort has come.
Yeah, he's here. You better believe he's here. He's here right now, and he's here to help us, to lead us and guide us. Somebody said, "Well, what do I do?" And I don't feel like he's here. Well, then you just lift up your hands and just say, "Thank God he's here." And I'm not moved by what I feel. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm only moved by what I believe. And I believe he's here. And I asked for the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Luke 11:13, he said, "If you being natural know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall the Father give the Holy Spirit to those that ask him?" And so when we ask, we receive. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. Everyone that asks receives. Everyone seeks finds. Everyone knocks, it's open to them. And so the Holy Spirit is been given to us. He's been given to the earth. He's here. Ever since the day of Pentecost, he's been the representative of the Godhead in the earth. And so when we look at our Psalm 23, he said, "I will fear no evil. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Yeah, I will fear no evil because I have your rod and your staff comforting me. And that's why I will not, Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. I'm comforted by the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the earth, and his rod and staff, he comes to, you know, he comes to do three things. He comes to reprove the world of sin, of righteousness, and judgment. Of sin, because they don't believe on the Lord. Of righteousness, because Jesus went to the Father and everything's been prepared. And of judgment, because the prince of this world has been judged. Oh, my goodness. That brings comfort to my soul. That's the rod and staff of heaven to lead and guide me, to think properly, to look properly, to know properly, to be able to rest and not be in conflict in my mind as to what God's will is. I know what his will is. The only sin that I needed to repent of really was the sin of unbelief. And that sin of unbelief has been revealed to me by the Holy Spirit. And then I repent and I say, Lord, I believe on Jesus. And then all the other sin that happens in our life, the Jesus is there to help us walk through it and repent of it and get out of it. But you can't get out of sin unless you get out of the sin of unbelief. And all the things of the covenant happen through faith. So his rod and staff, they comfort me. And then he says this, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Oh, isn't that something? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Yeah, that's what he's doing. You're preparing a table before us. God's going to put out a spread right in front of his enemies. He's just going to say, you know what? I take care of my kids, and I am preparing this table for them to sit down and rejoice in, even though the enemies are all around. And I'll tell you something, God stands behind his word, and he stands behind his children. And John Waller has written a powerful song. And it's called Our God Reigns Here. And I look for any opportunity to play this song. This is just an amazing song about spirit of death, you have no place here. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. Powers of darkness, fear, anxiety, you just get out of here. You have no place here. Because why? Because our God reigns here. That's right.
Spirit of death, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Yeshua's name. Spirit of fear, you have no place here. I command you to leave in Jesus' name. You're not welcome here. Name. Envy and jealousy, you have no place here. I command you to live in Jesus' name. And go back from whence you came. Our God reigns here. Jesus' name. Yeshua's name, 'cause our God reigns.
Our God reigns
Yeshua.
Here,
Yeshua.
And there's no doubt he's overcome the world. Thank God for that. We have a mighty, mighty champion sitting on the throne of God, interceding for us, being the shepherd of the fold. Glory to God. And we are so thankful that even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil because you are with us. Hallelujah. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. And you prepare a table. One translation says, you prepare a banquet for me while my enemies watch. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And that's what God's doing right now. He's preparing a table before us in the presence of our enemies. And no matter what you're going through, you can go through a greater thing. You can be in a better situation because God is putting us as an army on the move. And we're not relegated to just making it through the day. We can conquer and go out and help other people and be involved with it. And so let's give a listen to Team Edify. Hello, this is Ed Gutfeld, and I want to announce to you that there's a new team in town. It's Team Edify. We're running out the bullies of fear, doubt, and despair because Team Edify is taking over. This team is called to build up, strengthen, and cause to overcome. We're calling for 1 million men and women, boys and girls, to lock arms and declare the word of edification in our homes, schools, on the job, in the church, and throughout the marketplaces of the world. We're a simple yet mighty team who have made a decision that each and every day we will let God edify us, bring edification to those around us, and trust God to meet and edify someone new each and every day. As a team member, you'll receive our unique and colorful Edify button, a membership certificate, daily prayer, and access to daily edification through videos, testimonies, and social network. To join the Edify Revolution, simply log on to edifytoday.com and follow the simple steps. We live in troubled times full of deception, lies, and depression, but we can make a difference bearing the glad tidings of edification. Again, the website is edifytoday.com. Join in today. Be one in a million at edifytoday.com. That's edifytoday.com.
Hey, Greg, check this out. If I rub these two sticks together, I could get fire. Look at this. Whoa, wow.
Hey, man, that's pretty cool. But if I lift these two hands up, I get the Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah, well, we're back. It is time, and we're keeping time with the time. We're marching to the tune of the Lord Jesus Christ and the ministry of the Holy Spirit in the earth, and that's where we need to be. We've been talking about the 23rd Psalm. This is Ed Gutfeld. I'm glad you're with us. This is the 23rd Psalm. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Then he says this, you anoint my head with oil and my cup runs over. You anoint my head with oil. This is what the shepherd does, you know. He makes sure that we have the oil we need. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. My brimming cup runs over. Yeah. My cup overflows, another translation says. There's enough of God to go around. There's enough of God to fill every one of our hearts and fill every one of our lives with His precious Spirit. And so we need to have that in our lives, and we need to thank God for it because it is available. It is happening. It is what He has commanded for us. Somebody said, I feel dry. I feel all worn out. And my prayer for you, friend, is to reach up to heaven and lift your hands and receive fresh oil from heaven. This song I heard many, many years ago, and I love this song, enjoy it immensely, because it talks about being anointed with fresh oil. There's nothing like fresh oil to cause the beauty of God. And of course, the oil speaks of the Holy Spirit, the anointing of God, and that is God's blessing and God's favor on your life, so that you can do the impossible with God. And so He anoints our head with oil, and not just enough for us, but praise God, our cup overflows for the world. And so let's let Ron Canole lead us in this beautiful song of worship. Anointing fall on me. Oh yeah, anointing fall on me.
Anointing fall.
Let that anointing fall on you right now. Let it absolutely fill your heart, fill your life, touch every part of your life. Just let God do a mighty thing right now. He anoints our head with oil. Yes, He does. He anoints our head with oil. Glory to God. He's anointing your head right now with oil, the oil of the Holy Spirit. He's anointing our heads with oil, and our cup is overflowing. God wants our cups to overflow. And that's where we are right now. We're right there where God is allowing His Spirit to just absolutely fill us up. I want to go back to that part where he said, touch my hands. Yeah.
Touch my hands.
Let him do it.
My mouth and my heart.
Fill my life.
Fill my life, Lord.
Every part. That's right.
And let the power of the Holy Ghost, let it fall on me. Anointing fall on me. Anointing.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for doing a new thing in our life. We thank you, Lord, that the anointing doesn't get old, it doesn't get stale, it doesn't wear out, it doesn't go out of style. We don't have to go get a new anointing every other week. Lord, we just thank you for a fresh anointing, a fresh blessing from heaven that causes our life to be filled with God's purpose and God's power. And Lord, we are so grateful that that's what you do for us. You anoint our head with oil and our cup overflows. What a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing to receive from God's hand. God is so rich, you know, he'll just keep pouring it out. If you want more, he'll give you more. And he just wants to take care of us. And so often we get dry and we get so, you know, oil is a great lubricant for the frictions of life. There's so much friction out there and faction and you know, but when the oil's there, the parts move smoothly and we can work close with other people without rubbing against each other's flesh and emotions and getting upset and hurt and are all bent out of shape and just let the oil of God run down our lives like it ran down the beard of Aaron. And just signified that God's grace was all over what you're doing. And then you just rest and you take a deep breath and just say, Lord, whew, man, this is a good place to be. And of course it is. The ministry of the shepherd. And you know, this could be in the hardest place in the world when you have this feeling, this anointing. Because God makes you equal to and greater than. That's what the Apostle Paul said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He wrote that from a prison cell under the city of Rome in a cold and damp place without a sweater and a coat. And he said, you know what? I can do all things through Christ. And he was doing it when he wrote it. He was doing all things through Christ who strengthens him. And so our scripture is abounding with great, great power when it tells us he anoints our head with oil and our cup overflows. But it doesn't stop there. The 23rd Psalm keeps going. He says, surely, without a doubt, certainly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Surely, without a doubt, absolutely and certainly, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It will stay close to me. It'll be significantly obvious that this is what's going on in my life, that goodness and mercy are doing great things in my life, and they're absolutely taking me to a place of higher ground and taking me to a place of great, great, great victory in the name of Jesus. And so I want you to get ready for this song. Surely goodness and mercy. This is done by the Slaves of Righteousness. I found this online and it's just it's a reggae style song. So we're going to switch gears here a little bit, but we're certainly in the same mode. We're letting God speak to us and he speaks through different ways. And this is a powerful song. The quality is not as high as I'd like it to be, but if you'll just go ahead and listen, you'll get touched and blessed.
This song's called Sure Goodness and Mercy Shall Follow Me. And I hope it follows you guys all the way to Spain.
Surely goodness and mercy.
That's right. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, that's a powerful truth. Goodness and mercy. You know, when you get outside the door, you ought to just wait just a second or two because there's some more people getting out. Goodness and mercy. And no, they don't follow you around like that, but they follow you. It's just a way of thinking about it. You know, goodness and mercy are with us. God's goodness and God's mercy. He's good. He's good. And his love endures. He's good. He's good. And his love endures. The goodness of the Lord is exactly what we need in our life every single day. The 23rd Psalm doesn't leave us thinking less about the goodness of God. It leaves us thinking more about the goodness of God. And you find that attribute in everything where God is speaking to his people and wanting to teach his people how to think on higher thoughts, how to think higher ways. God always is revealing his goodness because it is one of the key things the enemy comes against and says, God is not good. You cannot depend on that. And that sour grape attitude tries to hit us in every area of life. People aren't good. you know, this country's not good, that country's not good, that this is, everything is bad. And when you start thinking like that, you're swallowing a pill that'll kill, steal, and destroy you. So God says, when you start with me, you got to start with my goodness. You got to start with my goodness. You can't see God, everything about God. What you can see, though, is his goodness. God said, I'll show you my goodness. And all we have to do is look at the cross, look at the death, burial, and then the resurrection of Jesus, and we know God is good. And then he says this in the closing part of Psalm 23. He said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I will dwell in the house of the Lord. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody said, well, I wouldn't say forever. You just never know what God's going to do, and God just might kick you out of his house. Well, you know what? If you're looking to get kicked out, you probably will, but God won't kick you out. You kick yourself out. But you know what? I'm going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David said, it is better as one day in your courts than 1,000 elsewhere. I want to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to dwell in his house forever. And so we need to dwell on that thought, dwell on dwelling, praise the Lord, dwell on dwelling in his house forever, and let that consume your thinking. And this is a powerful song by Aaron Keyes, and it is a song called Dwell, and we've been playing this last couple of broadcasts, and it's just a song that you can't get too much of. It's written about the 91st Psalm. But it certainly fits this part. We will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Dwell in his presence. Thank you, God.
Though 1,000 may fall at my side, though the enemy war against me, I will not fear the terror by night. I will hide in the shadow. Shelter of the Most High God, I will rest in the beauty of your presence. Your faithfulness is a shield in my great reward. I will not be afraid, I will trust in the I will dwell
Aaron Keys with the song called Dwell. We've been talking about dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. We've been talking about dwelling in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. God is thoroughly in love with his people. And he has prepared a place for us. He is preparing a place for us, but he's prepared a place for us in the secret place of the Most High. That's already been prepared for us. And so we dwell in that secret place. One of these days, we're going to be with him in that place that he's gone to prepare a place for us for. And so we'll enjoy that together. But, you know, when you look at the 23rd Psalm and you look at all the things that God has provided for us in that Psalm, it is an amazing testimony of God's care for his people. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Look at all the times it says the Lord is, and he does this, and he leads me, and he restores. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because he is with me. You are with me. Your rod, his rod and staff, oh yeah, they comfort me. That's a powerful truth, man. And your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And then he says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you prepare a table before me in the presence of your enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know what that says to me? That says to me, it's time to just believe God. Because we're living in a time when Jesus is the shepherd over the church. That's his ministry. He is our shepherd. The Lord is, and then he gives under shepherds, pastors of churches. And somebody said, well, I don't like church too much. Well, you know what? You need to start loving church because there's two things Jesus started on this earth. Two things. One is the institution of marriage. God started the institution of marriage. That's not man's idea. That's God's idea. He said in the beginning, God created Adam and Eve, and he told them to be fruitful and multiply. And marriage, God said, is a type of Christ in the church. So God said, that's sacred, that's beautiful, that's holy, and this is my idea. Because I'm married to my church, and that's a symbol. Marriage is a symbol of Christ in the church. And then the other thing he started was the local church. Well, no wonder people want to fuss and fight and not get along and you know, let the devil run roughshod over the local church. Why? Because that's where God says, I want my power, and I want relationships born, and I want them worked out, and I want you to care for one another. How can you love God whom you can't see unless you love people you can see? And how you love people is how you love God. And so God in the local church says, hey, let me give you an under shepherd. It's going to have my heart. How do you know it's a good shepherd? Because he lays down his life for the people. The good shepherd, Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. And so once you see a man and woman of God giving their life for the sheep, then you can say, okay, that's good. I can take that. I can do that. But, you know, it's time to rise up and catch hold of Jesus and say, Lord, let's get busy. Let's get busy expanding your kingdom, touching hearts and touching lives. And that's what this song's all about. I enjoy it with all my heart. Want you to enjoy it too. It's time for the reign of God. Jesus is the shepherd. And he's got a present day ministry that's right now. Reach out and receive it.
It's time for the reign of God. It's time for your light to shine. It's time for the kingdom of our God to be revealed. It's time for authority. It's time for your majesty. It's time for the kingdom. Days of war.
Time. Right now it's time. Don't delay, don't put it off, don't postpone it. It's right now, it's happening right now, it's time. And I'm so excited about what God's doing and about the opportunities there are to reach people. And you know, God puts something inside your heart, you better act on it. Yeah, why? Because it's going to go dormant. We got to go. You may have a heart to reach kids, you know, and get up on that. Maybe you just, you like toddlers. You just, man, you just want to see God's word get inside of toddlers. Act on that thing. Get up off the couch and get going. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Do something. And do something for God. You know, some people are just, they're just wonderful greeters. And they greet people and get involved with something. Get your hand to the plow. Go to your pastor and say, hey, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to, it's time for me to rise up. And that's what it's all about. Hey, it's time for us to kind of close down here. We're so grateful that you're with us and spent some time with us. Don't forget, log on to edifytoday.com and tell about 25 friends to get involved with Team Edify. And we're just in the infancy of this. And there's a lot of things we want to do with that and exhort people just to be the strongest edifier they can possibly be wherever they are, wherever God has placed you. To be right there and be a strong edifier from Vietnam over to Australia, New England, parts of of the United States, California, Hawaii, and China, wherever God's placed you. And let your light shine. Be a person of edification and cause people around you to flourish and grow. And these are not flowery words. This is the truth that goes forward with power and love. And soundness of mind. That's what happens when you serve God and you love Him. It's time for us to keep shouting the victory. Hey, I want to thank Greg Amon for his help with the broadcast and Alan Gutfeld for a lot of the production work. You guys are awesome. I thank you so very much. I thank you for all of your prayers. You can also go on to VCC Marin org. That's our website for the church, and you can go on there and see all kinds of good stuff on there. And but if you want to email us, it's vccmarin@gmail.com. That's VCC, like Victor Charlie, at Marin, excuse me, vccmarin@gmail.com. Let us know what you like. Maybe there's some songs you'd like to hear on the program. We are certainly open to that. There's a lot of things that we are having to plan to do, but there's also some more that you can help us with. We're very, very excited about where God is taking us with this broadcast. Hey, it's time to go, but keep shouting the victory. Tell somebody. It's time to rise up and to declare the greatness of our God. It's time to rise up and tell everybody that Jesus is King. Don't put it off. Don't put anything off, because it is time.